Yeah, well, in extreme conditions, you know, or situations, when you take that nut off and you pull that ball off and you look up into the hole where that nut screws into, you'll see a tube there. That's the main jet. That's the main emulsion jet. And if you're careful with a nice little pair of needle-nose pliers, a lot of times, most of them, especially on the Tillotson and I've right at the moment the carburetor name slips my mind, that emulsion tube pulls out. It just pulls out. You just grab it with a pair of needle nose. You know, make sure the tip of the needle nose is in the hole. Not, you don't want to try squeezing it, you know, and squeezing the hole shut. And you don't want to distort that hole, that jet hole, in any possible way. It's a precision fit. But anyway, you can pull that jet out, and when you pull it out, there's like 5-6 holes along the shank. And you just, you know, make sure they're all open up and everything and shove it back in there and then, you know, clear the holes on the nut and put your bowl back on and your bowl seal, your bowl, and put the nut back on and have at it.
Ah, well, this is something I didn't know. Because, yeah, when you look up in there, there's your little brass tube. Well, like I say, I'm gonna turn my equipment over to my housekeeper, and she takes care of things around here. But you know, she's got a big walk behind, you know, snow blower, but she can't really do the walk with it. So let's see if I can't get that little Toro running also.